You are listening to Improvisations. Todd Steed here. Right now, we're going to talk to Carla Bley and Steve Swallow. They have a new recording out, also featuring Andy Shepherd. It's called Andando el Tiempo. And if that were not enough, today is Carla's 80th birthday. Let me just say, happy birthday.
Well, it is a momentous occasion. I mean, a lot of musicians don't make it that far, and I'm glad to be not one of them.
A lot of corporate executives don't make it that far.
That's true.
Because that's an unhealthy lifestyle.
Well, you know, I was going to get you a pony, but I didn't know if, A, you already had one, or, you know, the shipping was starting to become a problem.
Well, I was wondering at how I would carry home all my gifts. And so far, I've been lucky and nothing's too heavy.
If you had a pony, you could load the pony up and that would take care
of
it.
Yeah, where's my pony? Come on.
The lost ponies find Carla Bley.
Yeah. Yeah, the stone ponies. And then there was the big race last weekend that we watched, the Kentucky Derby. And we could talk about horses all night.
Well, let me congratulate you also on your new recording that features you, Steve Swallow, who's here with us as well, Andy Shepherd. It's called Andando el Tiempo. It is absolutely fabulous. How do you maintain such high quality year after year of doing this?
Oh, I think it's because of certain failures I have. I really am unable to come up with things I approve of quickly. So I'm just working harder than anyone to make it right, to make it good, and to make myself happy. And what comes out at the end is just, I could say, like the politicians do, I approve this message.
And here's a question for the both of you. What are the challenges of working in a trio format, or perhaps the rewards?
I think at basis, of course, there are all kinds of answers to that, but at basis, there is something about the geometry of three, what the number three evokes that works well, that's very positive. Carla and I played duets for years and felt at some point that we'd reached the end of that road, that we had kind of become the tiresome couple that you worry about having to spend an evening with, who kind of finish each other's sentences and who natter endlessly about the weather. The addition of a third person adds such complexity. It's a kind of, I'm trying to be as mathematical as I can in my ignorant way. It's kind of exponential, the possibilities that explode when a third person is added to the mix. On the other hand, as ensembles get bigger, as you add fourth, fifth, and sixth members and all of that stuff, the intimacy begins to recede and the sense that there's a conversation going on also tends to recede. As the ensemble gets bigger, people tend to assume fixed roles within that ensemble. The trio is, on the one hand, very, very fluid and fluent, and we're thinking on our feet, responding to each other. But on the other hand, it's very complex. There's the element of surprise is always there for us as well as for whomever is listening to the music.
I couldn't have said it better.
Sure, you could have.
Can you repeat exactly what he said, and you can say it equally? Or?
I really loved the first part of what he said, the part of the trio changing the duets from something we were beginning to hate to do to something that we just can't wait to do.
The recording is really beautiful, that there's so much space in it and there's so much content at the same time. I want to ask you specifically about the title track, Andando el Tiempo. It's in three parts. How did this piece come about, and are you happy with the end result after all the work you put into it?
I did put a lot of work into it. The middle piece was This is just a confession. The middle piece was the first piece written. In a way, since the middle piece is about the sorrow caused by the state of addiction, the sorrow came before the state, and that's impossible. I had to fiddle around with it to make it be 1, 2, 3 in a logical way. Steve is using mathematics, so I'm going to try too. But I'm going to use small, very small numbers. The last piece was written last, but the second piece was written first, and the first piece was written second. In order to provide the logical story of addiction, the sorrow caused by addiction, and the total recovery from the addiction which led to no more sorrow. It's just, you know, it's just one of those 1, 2, 3, everything's fine now. Thank you.
From a new recording called Andando el Tiempo, that was the title track, the second movement, even though it was written first, called Potación de Guaya, features Carla Bley, Andy Shepherd, and Steve Swallow. Carla Bley and Steve Swallow are our guests on this evening's improvisations. Carla, when you were recording this piece, did you get it right off the bat? Did you have to redo it? How did that process work for you?
Working with Manfred Eicher, the producer of this album for ECM, it was impossible to change earlier things that you had played, that you played well, even if you had made mistakes, because it was all recorded and mixed in 2 days. So we learned to value the intention of the performance, and the result was accepted, even though it had maybe quibbles, just like, you know, oh, I missed a note or something. Well, with this album, we pretty much corrected or maybe 3 notes in the whole album. Everything else was exactly as it was played right at the beginning. It was like, it was pretty fresh off the press.
Well put.
Well, looking back on your recording history, which is quite large, do you have certain recordings that, to you, you still go back and listen to that really capture something for you?
Absolutely not.
And nor do I might add.
We never listen to our past albums unless we're trying to figure something out. Like, who was that trumpet player or something? You know, it would have to be a practical reason to listen to an old recording. I think as soon as it's mixed, that's it. We're on to the next thing.
So what do you have next?
Next week I'm going to Germany. I'm taking Steve with me, and we're going to work with the North German radio station, Big Band, and the special guest is going to be a boys' choir, a 40-piece boys' choir.
And that'll result in an ECM album. That'll be the next album as well.
Got another language for the title, I just realized. That will be La Leçon Française, as opposed to Andando el Tiempo. I can't speak French or Spanish. I just use those words.
It gives it a certain tone.
Yeah.
Makes it exotic. So why did
people are impressed.
Why did you choose Spanish for the titles of that?
That's because the piece that was written first, as I said, that was the one in the middle. And that's the one called Potación. What's it called, Steve?
De Guaya.
Potación de Guaya.
Yeah, Potación de Guaya. That was a title in Spanish, and so I had to make the first and last pieces in Spanish also.
Nuts and bolts for you. Yeah, that's the compositional process revealed at last.
Increíble.
Which language is that?
My poor Spanish.
No, oh. You made that up.
It's Esperanto.
Yeah, really.
You mentioned you're going to Germany for your next project, and I notice a lot of your tour dates are not around, let's say, the United States. What is it about American audiences that don't get into jazz as much as, say, the Europeans?
They're not into jazz yet, but they're coming along. And that's really nice to hear, because that's the music that this country has produced, and why not give it a try, you know? I know that we're all selfish. Most jazz musicians just want to play exactly every note that they want to play, and they don't care if anyone likes it or not. But that's something in itself to listen to. It can be sort of horrifying.
Indeed.
I'll say, yeah, all right.
Well, Carla Bley and Steve Swallow, it was a delight to talk to you, and we hope we maybe see you in Knoxville sometime.
Yeah, I hope we'll see you down there. Thanks for your interest.
Yeah. Bye.
Again, our guests on this evening's improvisations, Carla Bley and Steve Swallow, along with Andy Shepherd. Their new recording on the ECM label is Andando el Tiempo. In just a moment, we'll hear one more track from this recording entitled Saints Alive, but I'd like to remind you that if you have comments or suggestions, and you many of you do, and I enjoy them all. They don't have to be positive, or they don't have to be validation. It doesn't matter. Just whatever you're thinking is what we want to hear. You can email those, improv@utk.edu, improv@utk.edu. If you'd like to write letters, mail them to WUOT, 209 Communications, Knoxville, Tennessee. The zip code is 37996. Postcards are completely acceptable as well. Again, thanks to Carla Blay and Steve Swallow. I'll put this interview up on iTunes. But we're going to finish off with one more from their new one, Saints Alive.